Now it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, a weekly conversation with Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker, brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.
Consider all the good you do in your life and all those you touch, support, and inspire. New York Life Insurance Company is here to help you continue that good. So give Luke Madden, your local New York Life agent, a call. He can help you keep good going by building a solid financial future for your family so you can protect what matters most to you. You can reach Luke at 318-202-5627, 202-5627, or look for him at newyorklife.com.
It is Monday, just afternoon. That means we've got our weekly visitor, Ronnie Walker, the mayor of Ruston, in the studio to talk about what's happening in and around city government. You had some big visitors in town last week, Ronnie.
You know, last week was a really great week for everyone in our city and our parish, and I really appreciate all our staff and everyone that made it happen. The governor was here on, gosh, I forgot what day now, Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday?
Gee whiz,
yeah,
Wednesday. First National Bank had a business breakfast at Squire Creek, and he spoke there. Then he had a brief legislative meeting with legislators from North Louisiana. But then at 10:30, we had the grand opening, the ribbon cutting for Monster Moto. Then he went to Grambling, had lunch, met over there. Then he came back, and at 1:30 did a groundbreaking for the great apartment complex that's going on Carl Malone's property on 33 North. And then we ended the day with a roundtable discussion there at the DAC, the Davidson Athletic Complex on Tech Campus. So it was a big, big day.
Well, and, you know, we talked about it last week, but it's rare that you get that much of, you know, the chief executive of the state's time at one go. I mean, even if you go to Baton Rouge, you don't get his whole day, Ronnie.
No, we never do. But I'll tell you what, he has been very open to our administration and spent a lot of time with him in Baton Rouge in his office talking about the tax incremental district. He's open to listen. He was not for that at first, but after about an hour discussion, he came around to our side, and then we had lunch together. This was a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, I guess now. But anyway, he's very open to us. He's done a lot for Ruston and Louisiana Tech and Lincoln Parish. I hope, will not be his last visit up here. I know it won't be because he told me it won't be, but it was a very important day for our city. You know, it was amazed when we were at Monster Moto because we started in the very back of that facility, and if you ever walked it, it's a long walk from one end to the other. But here we have a place that's building, you know, fun. They're building products that kids will love and fun products, and they've employed about 60 people now, and they're ramping that up. But the amazing thing to me is they've got this assembly line. And on that assembly line, you have these guys and gals that are working. Most of them are, I'm going to venture to guess, none of them have a college degree. Some of them may not even have a high school degree. But their projection was 200, and when they started, they were right, 200 bikes per day. But because of innovations that those guys and gals on the assembly line came up with, not some electrical engineer or mechanical engineer or somebody that deals with the assembly line, these guys and gals came up with ideas, and they've doubled that. I mean, from 7:30 that morning till 10:30 when we started that meeting, they would have, if we hadn't shut them down for the event, they would have produced 200 bikes. So it just shows you what happens when you get people, you know, you give them an opportunity in a job setting that fits them, what can happen.
Absolutely, and it's a testament to the great workforce that we've got here, Ronnie. And, of course, we think about the workforce that Louisiana Tech is putting out on a regular basis. But as you said, it is not all college graduates. We've got a tremendous workforce here at all different skill levels and at all different education levels across North Louisiana.
Yeah, and the governor was really impressed with the whole setup there and also impressed with the partnership between Tech, the city, the group that built the building, our Lincoln Economic Development Council, all working together to make this company get this company to Ruston. That was huge. Then Carl did a great job, and the governor did. he amazes me how he can talk to groups. But anyway, at the groundbreaking for his apartment complex, you know, the city really needs a lot of apartments right now to house the students, not only from Tech, but also Grambling. Grambling's looking at a big increase in enrollment. So we're behind on the number of apartments. So this will help us tremendously. And then I want to end up talking about Saturday morning, 8:30 Saturday morning, after a big rain the night before. 1,750 students, mostly from Tech, but there were some Grambling students also, showing up to rake people's yards, clean people's yards, pick up trash in our city, do all kind of projects. I mean, that's like 15%, if I'm figuring right, about 15% of the student population at a university, showing up at 8:30 on a Saturday morning. Show me where that ever takes place anywhere else.
Well, and let's say this. I mean, you know, everyone knows Louisiana Tech has had a reputation as a town and a university where not a lot of students stay around on the weekends. Mm. Here, not only are they staying for the weekends, Ronnie, but they're staying for service on the weekends. You're talking about the big event, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. The big event at Louisiana Tech is sponsored by the Student Government Association and volunteers. I mean, students, come out, pick up trash on the streets for us. I mean, it was Dr. Geis and I stood there. It was they started at the football field, and he and I were on the field fixing to speak. And I mean, we're looking up into the stands, and there's 1,700 plus students, you know, with work gloves and rakes and everything else, fixing to go out in trash bags and pick up trash and help us in our city. Kudos to Louisiana Tech. Kudos to the SGA and what they did. Biggest crowd they've ever had. And I tell you what, last week was a huge week in Ruston, Lincoln Parish. Come visit us. Come live here. It's something very special about Ruston, Louisiana.
Listen every Monday for Mondays with the Mayor. Brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.